quality care. Together, we can make it better here. Visit neednurses.ca. That address again, neednurses.ca. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
It's Dana here from Rangeland RV with some important news. With so much trade uncertainty out there, if you've been thinking of buying a new RV, act fast. Right now, Rangeland RV is fully stocked and we have great prices. But once our in-stock units sell out, you will pay more. And remember, Alberta has some of the best camping on the planet. This summer, camp local and keep your dollars in the province. Get your new RV now while prices are at their lowest. Rangeland RV, Canada's number one Forest River dealer.
Catch us on the go with the iHeartRadio app.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News at 8 o'clock. I'm Zach Ferguson. It is 9 degrees here in Calgary. What's being called Canada's most ambitious Indigenous-led land development project, TAZA will soon be home to many Calgarians in a year's time. Located in the southwest, the community will be designed in partnership with the Tsuut'ina Nation. President of the TAZA Development Corporation, James Robinson, says he is continually impressed.
Their business expertise is phenomenal, and they're willing to work with us to find the right balance between things that reflect their culture and their values, but at the same time appeal to the larger community in the Calgary region.
Achieving growth and prosperity by developing this parcel of land is a vision held by Tsuut'ina leaders since the 1970s. Full Liberal caucus is gathering today on Parliament Hill for the first time since the April 28th election to prepare for Monday's start of Parliament and to decide whether to adopt a process to eject a party leader when they're unwilling to leave.
The meeting follows Liberal MPs' roller coaster experience with former leader Justin Trudeau, who rejected calls from any in caucus to step down before finally announcing he'd leave a few weeks after his Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland abruptly quit cabinet in December. The caucus is expected to vote on whether to adopt the Reform Act for the first time. The act would give Liberal MPs a method to remove a party leader, what the Conservatives used to oust Erin O'Toole from the helm after they lost the 2021 election. If adopted, it would mean a leadership review could be triggered with support from just 20% of the party's MPs, and the leader could be booted if a majority of caucus votes to do so in a secret ballot. Karen Rebo, The Canadian Press.
King Charles is set to deliver the speech from the throne in Ottawa on Tuesday, which will mark a pivotal moment in Canada's history. The speech is written by the government with the intention of signaling its priorities for the legislative session and is typically read by the Governor General. However, this throne speech is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders as the country is in the grips of a U.S. trade war. Looking overseas, Russia and Ukraine swapped hundreds more prisoners today in the third and final part of a major exchange between the warring countries. The swap reflected a rare moment of cooperation in efforts that otherwise failed to reach a ceasefire in a war that started more than 3 years ago. It also came hours after at least 12 people were killed and dozens of others injured in a massive Russian drone and missile strike that targeted the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine. In sports, the Stampeders quarterback Philip Walker Jr. threw for 138 yards and one touchdown as the team outplayed the visiting Edmonton Elks 31-4 in last night's preseason matchup. Stamps head coach Dave Dickinson says there are still lots of things to work on.
We threw a couple picks, didn't get the picks on our end. So I really think turnovers are going to be the way that this team either wins or loses. So nice win. The guys played hard. They're enjoying playing together. They really are. They really are having fun out there.
The Stamps are done their preseason play and will kick things off on June 7th against the visiting Hamilton Tiger Cats. Elsewhere in sports, the Edmonton Oilers will be looking to grab a 2-1 lead in their NHL Western Conference Final Series today when they host the Dallas Stars in a rare afternoon game at Rogers Place. In baseball, the visiting Toronto Blue Jays will be trying to avoid a series sweep when they face the Tampa Bay Rays in a third game of a weekend series. Global News Sky Tracker weather. We have a sunny day here in Calgary as we're getting up to our high of 26 today. The clear skies will last throughout the day and into tonight as we fall down to our overnight low of 12 degrees. Tomorrow we have some clear skies at first and then a mix of sun and clouds with a 30% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorms in the afternoon as we climb our way up to a high of 26. Tuesday we're going to get some sun and a high of 26 degrees, and Wednesday will look very similar with a high of 27 degrees and again some sun. But right now here in Calgary we're sitting at 9 degrees. Breaking news when it happens. Our next scheduled newscast will be at 8:30. I'm Zach Ferguson.
The Knee Clinic is Alberta's only private knee clinic, and they'll have your knee issue assessed within days. Call 403-457-KNEE or visit kneeclinic.ca.
The Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Good morning. Welcome back to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent, coming up on 8:05. Got a few things on the go this hour. Coming up in about 7 minutes' time, we're going to speak to the head of the Alberta Federation of Labour, Gil McGowan. He's going to talk about the AFL throwing its full support behind postal workers and the ongoing dispute with Canada Post. Also coming up this half an hour, going to have some gardening tips for you. If your garden is not in direct sunlight, we have some tips and some plants that you can grow in gardens that don't need a lot of sun. And after 8:30, we'll take a look at the issue of Alberta daycares. There was some funding pulled for a lot of new daycares by the Alberta government, and that's put them in quite the pickle. So we'll discuss a little bit about that. Just looking before we have our discussion with the Alberta Federation of Labour, talking about the Canada Post situation, and just to give you an update on what's happening, that Canada Post says it's still waiting for a response from postal workers, from the Postal Workers Union. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers, or CUPW, on its latest contract offer ahead of expected talks, which are supposed to happen this weekend. This is as a nationwide strike looms. CUPW said Saturday it was still reviewing the Crown Corporation's latest offer while continuing with its overtime ban that they implemented on Friday that marked the initial step in job action late last week. Essentially, no postal workers are going to work any overtime at this point. CUPW negotiators are working to evaluate the offers and prepare a response. That's according to a statement by the union to Global News. The union is expecting to meet with the employer and mediators this weekend. However, a Canada Post spokesperson suggested that a timetable for those weekend talks has yet to be finalized. In a email to Global News, they say, we have not yet heard from CUPW about joining us at the table with a mediator this weekend. We remain ready to receive a response to our global offers. Now, Canada Post presented new offers to the union on Wednesday. The Crown Corporation refused CUPW's request for a two-week period, which the union referred to on Saturday as a truce to review the offers. Instead, the union was given just a day to, this is a quote, by the way, a statement from the union that says, they were given just a day to rush through the content of the offers, wholly inadequate to be able to carefully consider the detailed legal wording of the 700-page offers, according to this statement by the union, adding, if instability hangs over these negotiations, it's due to Canada Post's uncompromising stance and time management. Now, one of the concerns that a lot of people have, that some people do have, and some of you have weighed in on this, and feel free to weigh in if you'd like, 780-451-8800, 403-974-8255. It's about door-to-door delivery by Canada Post and Canada Post workers. There are concerns that Canada Post ending door-to-door mail delivery may be something that could happen. This was after a recent Industrial Inquiry Commission report recommended phasing out the service and replacing door-to-door mail delivery with community mailboxes. A lot of new neighborhoods across the country have the community mailboxes. The report says that declining mail volume has made door-to-door delivery financially unstable. Financially unsustainable, rather. About 25% of Canadian addresses, or roughly 4 million homes in older neighborhoods, continue to receive mail at their doors. Now, Canada Post estimates it would save about $350 million per year by converting all addresses to community boxes while providing select door delivery to those with disabilities. And that's the concern. A lot of Canadians with disabilities say that they do rely on door-to-door delivery. It's easier for them to have their mail delivered to their home mailbox as opposed to a community mailbox, because certainly community mailboxes are not really outside of your home. They're down the road. You may have to take a little bit of a walk to get to them. I know the one in my neighborhood is not far from my house, but I'm able-bodied. Some people are not, and that's part of the concern. So there's a lot of nuance, a lot of discussions, a lot of elements to this Canada Post story about whether about the value of it, how much we're paying for the service, requirements by the workers, requirements by the Crown Corporation. So there's a lot to discuss with this issue. We're going to take a quick break, and coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by the Alberta Federation of Labour. They came out yesterday in support of Canadian postal workers in this ongoing dispute, and Gil McGowan will join us right after this break. Let's take that break right now. It's 8:09. You are listening to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
It's Dave.
And Evelyn.
From the camera store, there is a new Nikon full-frame camera in Calgary.
Our new Nikon Z5 II demo has arrived at the camera store for you to check out.
The Nikon Z5 II is a powerful and versatile camera featuring the latest autofocus technology, an incredible light-gathering full-frame sensor, and enhanced features for both photography and video.
Get the robust yet surprisingly affordable Nikon Z5 II in your hands at the camera store. Discover more info in-store or online at thecamerastore.com.
There's only one place in Calgary with the lifestyle you've been waiting for. The Streams of Lake Mahogany. Estate condominiums with luxury interior finishings, starting at $1.1 million. With private beach club access, countless amenities, and no maintenance. You can move from lawn views to lake views, and from space for stuff to space for life. Discover a better way of living at jamin.com/thestreams.
As our bodies age, they bring some aches and pains that we haven't had before. And isn't that awesome? Hi, Gorgilly's here for Active Sports Therapy. Their unified team of over 30 expert practitioners have one common goal, to help you truly enjoy all the things you love. Don't suffer through shoulder, hip, or lower back pain. Do something about it with a combination of physiotherapy and sports chiropractic care, including active release techniques, laser, shockwave, acupuncture, and more. All under one roof. Get active about your health and start at activesportstherapy.ca.
Guess what juicy gossip I got this morning? You're not going to believe this. Save On Foods is doing it again. But I was told not to tell anyone. So, naturally, I told my best friend. And now the news is spreading faster than gossip at my book club.
$1.49 Day is back this Tuesday at Save On Foods. Pick up your favorites for just $1.49.
$1.49 Day, Tuesday.
Hurry before it's over and spread the word. Learn more at SaveOnFoods.com.
Ideas, issues, and opinions that matter. Shea Ganim on QR Calgary.
There is a group of people. I mean, they were protesting ostriches last weekend. It never stops. Like, what are we having a convoy for this weekend, guys? And it doesn't matter. Well, it is just, as Marie said, it started in COVID and it became a community and a climate. Hey, go fill your boots, convoy. That's great.
Shea Ganim, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Brought to you by Avalon Foundation Repairs on QR Calgary.
Saturdays, Sundays, long weekends. The Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. 8:12 on your Sunday morning. Good morning. Welcome back to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent. Canada Post says it's still waiting for a response from the Postal Workers Union on its latest contract offer as a nationwide strike looms. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers, meanwhile, says it's still reviewing the Crown Corporation's latest offer while continuing with an overtime ban that marked the first step in job action that started on Friday. Canada Post said earlier that customers may experience delays from this overtime ban, which kicked in midnight Friday. The Alberta Federation of Labour has thrown its full support behind postal workers in this ongoing dispute. In an open letter to the federal government, AFL President Gil McGowan urged the feds to take the high road of good jobs and fair wages for all workers. And AFL President Gil McGowan joins me now. Good morning, Gil. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tim.
Gil, you've called Canada Post a vital national institution. So let me ask you, what's at stake here, not just for postal workers, but for all workers?
Well, I know there are a lot of people out there who relish when workers, especially unionized workers, are in tough. And I know that there are a lot of people, perhaps some of your listeners, who are cheering against the postal workers. But I think it's a case of be careful of what you ask for. Because whenever we're talking about wage disputes, I think people need to step back and look at the broader context. And that broader context is that, you know, unionized workplaces are they're islands in a sea of non-union. So on the you know, Canadian level, about 70% of workplaces are non-union, 30% are union. It's even lower here in Alberta. Only about a quarter of our workplaces are unionized. And you know, and the truth is that unionized workplaces have higher wages, they have better benefits, they're more likely to have pensions. Basically the kind of strong middle class jobs that we need to sustain a strong middle class economy. And whenever you know, those islands start to sink below the waves, we should all be concerned. And instead of, you know, pulling folks down, we should be trying to focus on pulling people up. And that's particularly true right now, because I think everyone understands that we're still in the midst of an affordability crisis. Inflation has gone up about 19% just over the past 3 years. Inflation in Alberta is actually among the highest among the provinces. And at the same time, Alberta has had the slowest growth in wages among all provinces over the past 10 years. In fact, our average wages, even after adjusting for inflation, are about down about 10% over that period, 10 years. And we used to have the highest wages. Now we're in the middle of the pack and we're sinking. And so, you know, when I look at the situation at Canada Post, I think of them as human beings who are struggling. And yes, they're in an industry that's up against it. You know, letter mail has collapsed by about two-thirds because of the move to electronic and digital. And there's a lot of competition on the parcel side. So, you know, Canada Post does need to reinvent itself. But as you said, it's, you know, and as I said in my letter to the Prime Minister, this is a national institution that helped knit our country together. And it's it needs to change, but it's worth protecting.
Yeah, I want to touch on something that you had said just earlier about people no longer seeing value in Canada Post, and considering our history and how it all, you know, the history of Canada Post, and like you said, how it brought our country together. I mean, there are people even in this audience who don't see a value in Canada Post anymore. That this is just another labor dispute with the Postal Service. So, you know, what would you say to them directly? What would you tell them if they had that mentality?
Yeah. Well, it's a fair point, Tim, and thanks for raising the question. I think that for people living in big cities like Calgary and like Edmonton, the need for Canada Post is less obvious than it used to be when we were a different, younger country. But when the postal workers were out on strike, and they were out on strike for about 5 weeks in November and December, as president of the Federation of Labor, I toured around the whole province to the picket lines across the province from north to south, east to west. And one of the things that really struck me is the vital importance of Canada Post in the smaller communities. Because like here in the big cities, you know, people are not getting letter mail, but they're getting lots of parcels. And you can't go anywhere without seeing an Amazon van buzzing around. You can't go anywhere without seeing a FedEx truck.
Right.
Those are both big non-unionized parcel companies. But in a rural Alberta, like as someone who lives in the city, I didn't actually fully appreciate this. But talking to the folks on the picket lines up in Fort McMurray, and some of and some of the smaller communities, they sort of opened my eyes. A lot of the stuff that we order, like parcel delivery from places like Amazon, it's not Amazon delivering them in the small communities. It's actually Canada Post. So these big private companies, they make money in the big centers because they have volume. But outside of the big cities, there's not enough volume for it to be profitable for them. So if Canada Post dies, then that has huge implications for people living outside of the big cities. I'm not sure people fully appreciate that. If you leave it to the big companies, they'll focus on where they can make money, and where they can make money is the big cities. And that's why I said we should start looking at Canada Post as a public service, not as a company.
Well,
right?
So I want to ask you, because you talked about Amazon, and in your letter you talked about you warned about taking the Amazon low road.
Yes.
Maybe you want to elaborate on that a little, and you kind of already have, but elaborate a little bit on that and how it connects to what's happening with Canada Post.
Yeah, and you know, and that goes to the point I made right off the top about like these islands of good jobs with good pay and good benefits sinking into a sea of low wage employment, and that's that's the prospect that we face with the shrinkage or the demise of Canada Post. Because you look, you know, how is it that companies like Amazon make the billions and billions of dollars that they make for their billionaire owners? They do it in large part by exploiting workers. And so I talk about the gigification of work. And so that's what they've done with Amazon. Like they're part-time, temporary, precarious workers who get paid low wages, have no benefits, they have no job security. And, if that's the world that we live in, where the employers that pay well are displaced by employers that don't, you know, that has huge implications, not just for the workers directly involved, in this case, the people who work for Canada Post, but it puts downward pressure on everyone, right? So, if workers don't have money in their pocket, they're not spending it in the economy. If they don't spend it in the economy slows down. And inequality increases. And I think, you know, most of your listeners, in their guts understand that that's actually happening right now. Like, you know, the quality of work is decreasing, wages are decreasing, and it's made worse in the face of this affordability crisis. But, you know, from my perspective, I think most people would agree with me on this point, is that the best way to help people deal with the affordability crisis is to have wages that keep up with inflation, and the best way to have wages that keep up with inflation is to have worker bargaining power. So that in the large part that means good union jobs. So people can bet, like, individual workers don't have a whole lot of power themselves, but when they band together, they have more. And so whenever a unionized workplace is struggling, let's not wish it away. Instead, we should wish for more union coverage for workers in this country to pull everyone up and, you know, counteract this trend towards low-wage, crappy jobs like the ones offered by companies, non-union companies like Amazon.
Gil, I'm out of time right now, but thanks so much for the insights here. Appreciate your perspective, and thank you for joining me today.
Okay, thanks very much, Tim. Take care.
You too. That's Gil McCowan. He is the president of the Alberta Federation of Labour, talking about the ongoing Canada Post potential strike, the strike action that's taking place already, and some of the concerns that the AFL has, and throwing its support behind Canada Post workers. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
Get an exciting new look, support local manufacturing, and get our best price of the year. It's a great time to visit Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Save 30% on furniture that's upholstered right here in Calgary. Find a style you love and then personalize it with fabric that complements your living space perfectly. And you can do it at Birchwood's best price of the year. Support local and save 30% for a limited time at Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Visit birchwoodfurniture.ca.
Living with diabetes? Think pharmacist. Your pharmacist can help make it easier and, if appropriate, offer services like on-site A1C average blood sugar testing, lifestyle support, and more. Book an appointment today at shoppersdrugmart.ca/diabetes.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Your package and parcel deliveries are a priority to you, and it's a priority to Overnight Expedite. For over 20 years, Overnight Expedite has been delivering for Albertans with local and reliable service. Letters, boxes, or pallets. If it needs to be there tomorrow, Overnight Expedite will get it there. From the oil sands site in Fort Mac to Grandma's house in Red Deer, get it there with Overnight Expedite, ensuring your package arrived on time, every time. Proudly part of the One Transport Group. Visit shipexpedite.com for details.
As office managers, you know keeping your building clean is a big job. So, leave it to the team who knows clean. White Spot Janitorial. From daily cleaning to deep sanitation, our amazing team ensures a fresh, healthy workspace for your employees and clients. White Spot Janitorial has a special discount for new clients. For a limited time, get 20% off your first commercial cleaning when you sign up for our regular cleaning services. But hurry, offer is valid until June 30th. Visit whitespotjanitorial.com.
100 years of Chrysler in Canada, and we've been around for over 30 of them. It's time for employee pricing at High Rivers Country Chrysler. You pay what we pay for the month of May. Visit High Rivers Country Chrysler or countrychrysler.com before the deals drive off.
News doesn't stop on the weekends, and neither do we. The Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Welcome back to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent. Thanks for joining me. 8:24 on your Sunday morning. I don't know about you. My backyard doesn't get a lot of direct sunlight. Good. Well, maybe a little bit towards the end of the afternoon. But that doesn't mean, though, you can't have a beautiful garden space. And Leanne Johnson from GardenWorks joins us to talk about which plants and flowers grow best in shade gardens.
If you've got a shady spot, what varieties are available?
So many options, Yvonne. Of course, there's the favorites, the ferns, the hostas. In front of us here are lady's mantle that catches raindrops and they look like diamonds. You know, there's beautiful foliage color in heucheras. Heucheras go from anywhere from lime green to black. This one is my favorite. It's called Zipper. And there's so many unique hostas as well. Anywhere from giant leaves to this little one called silly string, which is really, really fun. So we're going to plant a few silly strings in my garden here.
What kind of tools do we need and what's important?
Tools of the trade for perennials. This is called a transplant spade, and you can see it's long and narrow. So for planting perennials, it's perfect for digging just the right size hole. And an important tip with gardening and perennials, there's something called transplanter fertilizer, and it has rooting hormone in it, mm-hmm. which really helps the perennials get established. You can also use it for trees and also shrubs. You soak it in the diluted transplant fertilizer and then just place the plant in your hole. I love this hosta, so bright green, hey? It's called Time in a Bottle.
Great name.
And of course, after planting anything, you make sure you water it in. And this water has been diluted with the transplanting fertilizer. We're planting them with the top level with the surrounding soil level and watering them in well. We have, for year-round fertilizing, just an all-purpose fertilizer. And you can just gently rake it in.
What other options are available for a shady spot?
Well, in my garden, I have maidenhair ferns, trilliums, really adorable, cute little mouse ear hostas, and Japanese painted ferns. Beautiful.
Leanne, today's viewer question, Yuri lives in Surrey and recently bought two cedar planters and is planning on planting herbs, leafy greens, and other vegetables. Yuri wants to know, what is the best soil to use in cedar planters?
So two options for Yuri. The simple one is organic MySoil potting mix. So this is wonderful for fruits and vegetables, fully organic. The other option that Yuri has is to create that mixture himself. And he'd do that by mixing up GardenWorks planter box mix, which is light and fluffy and is really going to allow those vegetables' roots to establish. And what I usually do is I add in some original sea soil compost. It's from Vancouver Island. It's rich in nutrients, and the vegetables and leafy greens are going to love it. So you generally mix 3 parts planter box mix to 1 part original sea soil.
So there you go. That's Leanne Johnson from GardenWorks talking about which plants and flowers grow best in shade gardens. I know I have that issue. It's a bit of a shady backyard that I have, so it's not as shady, as sunny as I would like. One thing I'm trying to grow right now, and I've grown it before, and I only ended up getting one, is jalapenos. I'm a big fan of jalapenos. I like spicy. I like the hot stuff. And, you know, you buy jalapenos, and then you've got so many seeds, right? So I've tried to grow them before, and I once bought a jalapeno plant, planted it outside. It did grow. I ended up getting one jalapeno. just one, and it wasn't very big. So, you know, a one bite and you're done with it. So we bought some jalapenos not too long ago. I've been trying to grow it in the house. I've decided not to grow outside because hailstorms and rainstorms and colder temperatures at night and frost in the middle of May. And, you know, it's just, I'm going to try to grow it inside. And no success so far. Nothing's grown. It's only been a few days. It's been, maybe a week. And I haven't seen anything. So, hey, any tips about growing vegetables in your house? Feel free to send me a text on that if you like. It's 780-451-8800-403-974-8255. Let's take a break for news. And coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the daycare situation in Alberta. And we'll take a look at this day in history. You are listening to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
Now this update from the Canadian Press. King Charles is set to deliver the speech from the throne in Ottawa Tuesday, which will mark a pivotal moment in Canada's history. The speech is written by the government with the intention of signaling its priorities for the legislative session. It's typically read by the Governor General. However, this throne speech is meant to send a clear signal beyond Canada's borders amid Canada's trade war with the U.S. House of Commons members have until 6 p.m. Eastern time today to ask for their name to be withdrawn from a list of those seeking to become the new House Speaker. The Speaker will be appointed tomorrow when the House of Commons resumes session. Experts say there are several ways people can better position themselves to weather any economic storm. Rubach Wealth Holistic Family Advisors President Elka Rubach says while people can't control the markets, they can control their spending, suggesting they start with a brutally honest cash flow review. From the Canadian Press, I'm Lisa Laporte.
Explore Calgary's best rentals. Book your showing today at renttruman.com. Live better. Rent Truman.
On Sunday, May 25th, take action and create impact at the Jaminville MS Walk. Join us in your community to honor the strength of those living with multiple sclerosis and ensure no one faces MS alone. Turn your support into meaningful action by registering for the Jaminville MS Walk. You'll be advancing research and support programs to help the over 90,000 Canadians living with MS. Walk for the cause, for the community, for loved ones. Register solo or as a team at mswalks.ca.
Eurospot introduces Oops Moment Number 3. Did you know 1 in 2 women over 35 pee a little when they laugh? Take Liz, for example, whose giggles turned to dribbles when she turned 40. At Eurospot, Liz did 11,000 kegels in 28 minutes, simply by doing nothing but sitting on a chair fully clothed and reading a comedy book. 6 sessions later, Liz is laughing without splashing. If you want to find freedom, visit us at urospot.com to strengthen your pelvic floor.
In a world where it's easy to get wrapped up in distractions, we need to stop and ask an important question. Will you say yes to mental health? Put down your cell phone, turn off the TV and the laptop, and just ask, what does saying yes to mental health mean to you? Is it getting yourself counseling, supporting a loved one, or donating time or money to an urgently needed mental health program? Whatever saying yes to mental health means to you, please visit woodshomes.ca and say yes today.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Hear the amazing stories of everyday Calgarians doing amazing things. Tune in to True Calgarian on Connect with Sarah Crosby. Wednesdays in the 4 p.m. hour. True Calgarian is powered by Lone Star Mercedes. Driving luxury.
Lone Star.
The only place for weekend talk. The Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Welcome back to Alberta Morning News. Tim Parent, 8:33 on your Sunday morning. Albertans that are in the process of launching new daycare facilities across the province have had the rug pulled out from under them by the Alberta government. In an email, they were told that the government was abruptly pulling funding, saying they would not qualify for grants under the federal provincial child care agreement. Cheryl Montgomery was set to open a new daycare in the town of Nanton called Little Ropers Learning. She joined the Morning Brew with Andrew Schultz here on QR Calgary earlier this week to talk about her disappointment with the government's decision.
I can't even imagine, like, the passion it takes to pour into a business and the money. Like I say, you're laying the track to have a successful business, and then this happened. Tell us about the email and, you know, what you thought when you first read this.
Well, two emails went out. So we got one May 15th saying that there was going to be letters sent out, that they reached the capacity. And then the following day, on the 15th, we all received, well, not all of us, but a lot of us received a letter of ineligibility for the affordability fund. And kind of getting that letter because they laid out the places that were in high demand. I think it's about five areas of Alberta. They said that they would continue to get funding. They said that certain, like those areas, if they opened before September, they would get the funding. But I think the downside and what's really disappointing is that no one gave us a warning that that cap was coming to a head, right? So they allowed all these people to apply. As of May, I was being told that, hey, set up your center. We'll get ready to come see you. And they allowed all these people to apply. As of May, I was being told that, hey, set up your center. We'll get ready to come see you and, you know, kind of finalize the process. So all these people spent money, got loans, invested in property, signed leases, and all these things, yet now we're being told, oh, sorry about that, but you can't open anymore.
So to be clear, there wasn't the clarity that this was a somewhat of a limited time offer or a while supplies last when it comes to this funding? You did not know that there'd be a chance that you might not be eligible?
No. So we knew that I know in 2006 that was going to be the kind of the end of it. And they did have 26,000 spaces left. Now, we were not told that it was getting close. We weren't told that, hey, you can go ahead with this, but you might not have a chance. We were not told any of that. We were encouraged to go through the process, get everything finalized, submit it, and go from there. But no, we had zero warning. No one kept us in the loop about the numbers.
Well, it's okay. Here's the question, Cheryl, because you've done all this work and you're ready to launch this business. Where do you go from here? What is the future of this project for you now?
Well, personally, it's a really hard decision because you have this dream and you've invested so much time and your expenses and all that. So it's really, really, really hard to let it go. However, the government seems to say, okay, you have two decisions. Either you can continue and ask parents to pay the full price, which is, I think a lot of places are minimum $1,100 a month per child, or you can pull the plug and swallow the financial distress you're going to be in. That's basically it.
It's a real position to be in. Our heart goes out to you, Cheryl, and best of luck, you know, to you in your journey here. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and your experience with us on the air here.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want to say that everybody who's fighting for this, because there's a whole bunch of us, just keep fighting.
Okay.
We'll see where we can take it, and hopefully we can win for the families.
That's Cheryl Montgomery, set to open up a new daycare in the town of Nanton, being told this week that she's no longer eligible for grants under the federal provincial child care agreement that came in an email from the Alberta government. Dimitrios Nikolaidis is the new minister responsible for child care in Alberta. He told reporters last week that the province needs to ensure adequate access to child care spaces in areas where there is highest demand, saying, quote, "We're providing funding to areas where it's needed the most to help alleviate demand, so it's largely driven by demand pressure." And I guess you could argue that, sure, there's probably a lot more demand in the larger urban centers of Calgary and Edmonton and Red Deer and Lethbridge, perhaps Medicine Hat, such as they are, large cities. But the rural areas certainly do need some help, too. And we were talking about that with Canada Post and the Alberta Federation of Labor's Gil McGowan, who was on just about half an hour ago talking about the rural communities that do rely on it. And there are, just because it's the bigger cities need the help doesn't mean you have to completely pull the rug out from the smaller centers. And it's difficult to find daycare. I'm kind of glad that, you know, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But certainly we did back when our kids were a lot younger, and we were living in a different province then. We were living in Ontario at that point. That said, daycare is an issue across this country. It's not something that's going away. We need the spaces. And we need help from the governments to do that. And certainly in the rural areas, it's becoming an even bigger struggle here in Alberta. So we'll see how this story continues to play out. You heard Cheryl Montgomery saying they're going to keep fighting this. And so it's certainly going to be another issue that will continue to make headlines in the days, weeks, and months ahead. Let's take a break. You are listening to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
Gord Gillies here for Len T. Wong & Associates. When you're looking to buy, with Len and your team, you start the search with confidence. Right from the beginning, he'll prioritize your needs. Maybe you're looking to downsize in retirement, or maybe your heart's on a starter home that's not out in the boonies. An experienced agent like Len will understand those needs, ensuring you find the home of your dreams. Len T. Wong & Associates from Greater Property Group, the city you love and the agents you trust. Call or text Len at 403-606-8888.
Get an exciting new look, support local manufacturing, and get our best price of the year. It's a great time to visit Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Save 30% on furniture that's upholstered right here in Calgary. Find a style you love and then personalize it with fabric that complements your living space perfectly. And you can do it at Birchwood's best price of the year. Support local and save 30% for a limited time at Birchwood Furniture Galleries. Visit birchwoodfurniture.ca.
Wouldn't it be nice to go home and just relax? Welcome to Monterra in Cochrane, just 45 minutes from downtown Calgary and a short drive from the mountains. Monterra offers those with a love for the outdoors a rare, elevated living experience. Each of their spacious estate lots back onto private and tranquil green spaces, expertly blending a deep connection to nature with modern comfort. Take the next step toward your dream home today before they're sold out. Visit livemonterra.ca.
Let's go!
So much flavor.
Cheers! Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make? The winning meal.
Wow.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I was called a chef.
I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Hellman's, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Coming up on 8:42 on Alberta Morning News, I'm Tim Parent. Thanks for joining me today. Give a shout out to the Edmonton Oilers. Game 3 of the NHL Conference Finals gets underway today at 1 o'clock. A rare afternoon game, as you've been hearing here in the talking about here. It's Dallas Stars in Edmonton today. Series is tied 1-1. Game 3. It's I'm rooting for the Oilers. I have told you all that I am a Montreal Canadiens fan at heart, but right now I will continue to support the Edmonton Oilers as they make their deep playoff push. At this rate, it looks like there is certainly a lot more potential for a complete Stanley Cup rematch. Oilers and the Panthers, Florida up 3-0 in their series against Carolina. So it's a great day for some hockey, and let's get our elbows up and get the Edmonton Oilers getting a 2-1 series lead again. That game getting underway at 1 o'clock today. Also today, by the way, today is Geek Pride Day. If you're wondering, the idea for dedicating a day to celebrating geekiness. It originated in Spain back in 2006 when Spanish blogger German Martinez, who chose the day as his Geek Pride Day to coincide with the release of Star Wars in 1977. A Geek Pride Day spread rapidly across the internet, of course, as all things geek and nerd do. And soon after, the world was celebrating and marking May 25th as Geek Pride Day. Of course, this gets a lot of attention every year from the mainstream media as well. So I guess you can consider me mainstream media bringing this to your attention today. This might have more significance for our audience than Geek Pride Day. It's National Wine Day today. unlike National Drink Wine Day, because, of course, we have to differentiate between the two, right? One is celebrating wine. One is celebrating drinking wine. National Drink Wine Day, that happens in February, by the way, but today is National Wine Day. It's more about celebrating the beverage itself rather than the act of drinking it, although I can't imagine that would stop anyone from having a couple of glasses of wine today, if that is indeed the drink of choice that you choose to on this nice, beautiful, sunny day in both Calgary and Edmonton. Wine has been around, obviously, for a very long time, centuries. The oldest evidence of wine that we have dates back to 7,000 BC China, and many ancient civilizations celebrated the effects of wine and often used it for religious observances. Today, wine is one of the most widely produced and consumed drinks in the world. I like a good glass of wine now and then. I can't say I'm a heavy wine drinker by any stretch of the imagination. I'm more of a bourbon drinker myself and a whiskey drinker, but yeah, I like to have a glass of wine now and then. Today is also National Tap Dance Day. National Tap Dance Day officially began in 1989, celebrates the heritage and origins of the dance genre, along with the notable tap dancing greats, including Bill Bojangles Robinson, the Marx Brothers, and more. The purpose of National Tap Dance Day is to celebrate tap as an art form. Representatives of the tap communities lobbied the government to create a day in the calendar dedicated to the dance in February 1987, and just a few months later, then President George H.W. Bush signed the day into law, and it has been observed ever since. A couple of celebrity birthdays to tell you about today. Actress Anne Robinson from War of the Worlds is 96 years old. I loved War of the Worlds as a kid, although it terrified me. It did scare me when I was a kid, because when you first... Now, I'm talking about the 1953 version of War of the Worlds, and to me, that is still the best version of War of the Worlds. I saw the Tom Cruise, Steven Spielberg one a few years back. It's good. It's okay. But I still like that first one. And for me, the sound those ships made coming out of the meteors and destroying all the towns... Awesome. Anyway, Anne Robinson, War of the Worlds actress, 96. Also celebrating a birthday today, actor Sir Ian McKellen is 86. Speaking of National Geek Day, Sir Ian McKellen has been in the Marvel movies and has been in The Lord of the Rings, of course, playing Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White in the Lord of the Rings films. He turns 86 years old today. You should go watch some of his interviews, some of the stuff he's done also with Patrick Stewart, him and Patrick Stewart, who is, of course, of Star Trek fame. They are good friends, and they've done some great pieces together, both Shakespearean actors, too, so always worth checking out a couple of their clips. Country singer Jesse Coulter is 82. Director and Muppeteer Frank Oz turns 81 today. It is National Geek Day, and Frank Oz was the voice of Yoda in Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. Played the voice and the puppetry as well. Frank Oz, and of course, his claim to fame, Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear. I would argue he was Jim Henson's right-hand man, literally and figuratively, and he turns 81 today. Actress Connie Selica is 70. Actor-comedian Mike Myers is 62, and Mike Myers, of course, bringing back the term elbows up in the wake of the U.S. Rhetoric and threats of making Canada its 51st state. Mike Myers going on Saturday Night Live and playing Elon Musk recently on the most recent season of Saturday Night Live, and he was the one who brought that elbows up to the mainstream. So Mike Myers turning 62 today. Actor Jamie Kennedy of Scream is 55. Actress Octavia Spencer from The Help, also 55. And actor Cillian Murphy from Batman Begins, The Dark Knight. He was in Peaky Blinders, a number of those films and TV shows on Netflix. He is 49 years old. Today in history, let's take a quick look at that. In 1935, legendary American athlete Jesse Owens equals or breaks four world records in 45 minutes at a Big Ten meet in at Ferry Field in Ann Arbor, Michigan, remembered as the greatest 45 minutes ever in sport. In 1961, JFK announces the U.S. goal of putting a man on the moon before the end of the decade. And he never got to see it, of course, but he did. That promise was fulfilled. And then on 1969, we did land on the moon. on July 20th, 1969. It was on this day in 1961 that JFK announced the goal of putting a man on the moon. 1977, as we've already sort of talked about, the Star Wars movie, the very first Star Wars film, Episode 4, A New Hope, if you prefer, certainly legendary, and has become its own world and its own universe for sure. That debuted today. It premiered on this day, May 25th, 1977, directed by George Lucas, of course, starring Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, and Harrison Ford. In 2001, 32-year-old Eric Weihenmeyer of Boulder, Colorado, he became the first blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Interesting. And in 2020, video of African-American George Floyd's arrest and murder while restrained in Minneapolis police custody, that was released today. It was shown today. Ended up being ignited widespread condemnation, nationwide protests as well. George Floyd was pinned to the ground by police officer Derek Chauvin's knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Chauvin was actually ultimately charged and convicted of the murder of George Floyd. And again, that did ignite widespread condemnation and protests, and the effects of that still being felt to this day. Let's take a break. It is 8:50 on your Sunday morning. You're listening to Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
All right, Jason Hominick, let's compare mortgages to food. If the main course is the mortgage, why should we do appies, do a little appetizer, and get a pre-approval first?
The pre-approvals are so important because you want to know that you can actually afford what you're about to buy, and you want to know what your payments are going to be. And more importantly, you want to know you can qualify. I look at the documents. We make sure that when you get a pre-approval, you can have confidence in that so you can buy the place that you really want.
Yeah, so the pre-approval's like the appetizer.
And you can find the menu at jason.mortgage.
Hi Calgary, it's Gord Gillies, inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858, 18 plus. Play responsibly.
When you get into a new Tundra, you might suddenly find yourself towing a vintage wooden boat to the lake. Not because you know anything about boats or wood, but because you know you can. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 5.19% with $6,699 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Watch the greatest names in golf compete in our own backyard. The Rogers Charity Classic returns to Canyon Meadows Golf and Country Club August 11th to 17th. Get your tickets now or visit qrcalgary.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets. The Rogers Charity Classic goes beyond world-class golf. It also has raised more than $137 million for over 290 children and youth charities across Alberta. For tickets and more info, visit rogerscharityclassic.com, proudly supported by QR Calgary.
Saturdays, Sundays, long weekends. The Alberta Morning News with guest host Tim Parent on QR Calgary 770.
Barakura. 8:53 on your Sunday morning. Wrapping things up on the Alberta Morning News, I'm Tim Parent. Thanks for joining me. If you are in the Calgary area, just I will be back on the air this Friday afternoon, filling in for Sarah Crosby on her show. That's Friday afternoon, 2 to 6 here on QR Calgary. And I will be back in a couple of weeks to host this show, the Alberta Morning News. So, hey, looking forward to talking to you then. And feel free to send me any of your great ideas that you would love for me to chat about. Always happy to hear that. Let's wrap things up by talking about today in music history. And on this day in 1970, Elton John made his U.S. debut at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. Elton John has gone on to superstardom and continues to still be a performer today. And I would say probably one of the greatest performers in rock and roll music history, for sure. Thinking to his time back in the 70s and 80s. And even up to now, he's doing some, has done some incredible performances for sure. In 1978, The Who filmed concert sequences for its documentary, The Kids Are All Right. In 1992, saxophonist Branford Marsalis made his debut as band leader on The Tonight Show. And at that time, such a host was Jay Leno. In 1995, an early recording of teenagers Mick Jagger and Keith Richards pounding out Chuck Berry riffs in a friend's living room sold for $80,000 U.S. at a London auction. At that same auction, a suede jacket worn by John Lennon for the cover photo of the Beatles' Rubber Soul album brought in U.S. $32,000. Rubber Soul, one of my personal favorite Beatles albums. Sgt. Pepper's great, but you think about that, like there was Rubber Soul, Revolver, and Sgt. Pepper that all came out. I mean, those, let's talk about a trifecta of just quality music. Personally, personal favorite, Rubber Soul, my one of my, I would put that ahead of Sgt. Pepper. My personal opinion. If you're a Beatles fan, feel free to debate me on that. Happy to have that discussion. In 1996, Bradley Nowell, who is the lead singer of Sublime, died of a heroin overdose in a San Francisco motel room. He and the group's drummer had been doing drugs. The drummer awoke to find his bandmate dead. Nowell was 28 years old. In 1997, Bob Dylan was admitted to a Los Angeles hospital after experiencing chest pains. He was released a week later after being treated for pericarditis, an inflammation of the sac that surrounds the heart. The condition was caused by a lung infection. It forced Dylan to cancel his European tour that year. In 1999, KISS guitarist Paul Stanley began a 10-week stint as the title character in the Toronto production of The Phantom of the Opera. Great. That's a great opera. I got to see that in Toronto when I was 16 years old. I saw it as part of a class field trip and really enjoyed it. I do love live theater, like live stuff like that. I've been fortunate enough to see The Phantom of the Opera. I've seen a version of in Montreal. I watched Les Miserables. I've seen Rent. I've seen quite a few shows, and I enjoy live theater, and I haven't had a chance to go in quite a while, but I got to start putting that back on my radar, because always entertaining few hours to go to see some live theater performances like The Phantom of the Opera. In 2005, Carrie Underwood beat Bo Bice to win the fourth season of American Idol. Probably her most popular song, probably the most known song. Nothing like smashing up a pickup, I guess. In 2011, The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd spent its 1,000th week on the Billboard's top catalog album charts. This is one of the singles, Money, from that album. Since its debut in 1973, The Dark Side of the Moon has spent over 2,100 weeks cumulatively on the Billboard 200 album and top catalog albums charts. Understandably, it's a great album. And finally, in 2024, classic Disney songwriter Richard M. Sherman died at the age of 95. He had written hundreds of songs for his late brother, along with his late brother Robert, including Disney classics such as The Jungle Book and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There is your day in music history, and that is the show for this weekend. Thanks for joining me this weekend. You have been listening to the Alberta Morning News. I'm Tim Parent.
The Cedar Shop, bringing nature to you.
Find your inspiration today at The Cedar Shop. You already know them for their cedar, but did you know they are also Calgary's largest in-stock inventory of pressure-treated lumber? The Cedar Shop is also home to Calgary's most interactive composite decking display, where you can touch and feel the end product. Ask about Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery, shop in-store, or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Toast to Stampede season at Stampede Cellar Uncorked, featuring the champion wines from the Stampede Cellar Showdown International Wine Competition and local culinary offerings from Alberta's top restaurants. Stampede Cellar Uncorked has something to suit every palate and preference, from bold reds to crisp whites and more. Join us May 31st to sip, swirl, and savor wines and vote for best bites of the night. For more information and tickets, visit calgarystampede.com/uncorked.
Live healthy, live happy, live in a loving community. Welcome to the Manor Village, a place where seniors have fun together while living a full life. The Manor Village is more than a beautiful residence. They surround seniors with wonderful people that treat your loved ones with respect, kindness, and care. Experience elevated senior living with fitness and entertainment programs, Red Seal culinary experiences, and more. Manor Village, the community with heart. See all 9 locations and schedule your tour at themanorvillage.com.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo?
Play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
This is Global News. I'm Zach Ferguson. It's 11 degrees at 9 o'clock here in Calgary. Tazza is where Calgary and the foothills meet, and it's where thousands will soon live. The sprawling new development in Calgary Southwest will blend the natural environment into the community, according to Satsina Traditions. President of the Tazza Development Corporation, James Robertson, says he has been very impressed in this whole process.
The leadership, the entrepreneurship they've shown, you know, they do this to be in business, but also to be part of the larger community that we all live in.
The construction of the Southwest Calgary Ring Road was the catalyst of this housing development, followed by a vote in 2014. King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for a two-day royal visit that's already being called historic. The King is set to open Parliament on Tuesday morning.
A speech from the throne is intended to signal the government's plans for a new legislative session. This throne speech on Tuesday is meant to send a strong signal beyond our borders, because King Charles will be reading the speech as our head of state. Historian and royal commentator Carolyn Harris says it's a showcase of Canada's constitutional monarchy in action and a direct response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to make Canada the 51st state. The King and Queen are expected to draw large crowds to downtown Ottawa. Robert Finch, the chairman of the Monarchist League of Canada, says all of this is driving a revival of interest in the monarchy. Sarah Ritchie, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The Liberal caucus meets today in Ottawa to consider a process for removing an unpopular party leader. It's a meeting that follows Liberal MPs' roller coaster experience with former leader Justin Trudeau, rejected calls from caucus to step down weeks before finally announcing his resignation. The caucus is expected to vote whether to adopt the Reform Act for the first time, the same method used by the Conservatives to oust Erin O'Toole from the leadership after the Tories lost the 2021 election. A myriad of challenges have been plaguing Canadians and their personal finances, from the high cost of living to the global trade war. It likely has some people asking how they can better safeguard or